The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Oh, good morning, everyone, and welcome to IMC, and especially those of you who, for whom maybe this is one of the first times you've come together and with maybe even so many people in a room like this. So maybe particularly to come to meditate and to be in community this way. So welcome. And also welcome to everyone who's here on YouTube watching. And I want to reassure you that even though there are people here and I'm looking at them a little bit and paying attention to them a little bit, it's a little more kind of natural to do that when you have a room of people, I haven't forgotten about you all on YouTube. And I have my laptop open here, so that I'm a little bit trying to track the chats, and certainly appreciate the greetings that come in. So many years ago, I read one of the great American saints died, Mr. Rogers. I read an article about him, and it said that he was invited to the Emmys, I guess. That's what they're right, where they get awards for TV shows. A little bit, not, so Emmys. And so, you know, it's a big gala event in Los Angeles, I think. And all these, you know, big celebrities show up, And he asked, so he got up to give his little speech. And he said, you know, everybody here probably is here because of someone cared for you, believed in you at some point in your life. Let's take a minute to be silent and remember the people who believed in us and cared for us, supported us, that kind of partly responsible for us being here. And the article said that the TV producers panicked because what do you do with a minute of silence on TV? And so they just used the time to scan the audience. And people were crying. And just that simple question. And to be cared for. And so I bring it up here this morning because it's possible to care for oneself and to meditate as a semblance of self-care. And rather than saying self-compassion or self-love, which is certainly wonderful and important, care is kind of a little more basic and maybe a little more accessible for us. That we can care for ourselves. And it's possible to care for someone we don't like. If for the neighbor down the street who we've always had difficulty with, because they represent everything that's challenging for your life, and you find them on the sidewalk with a broken leg, you know, suddenly all the care you care then, and then you take care of things, and maybe you get them to the hospital or something, but then you come back and you care for their cat because the person's not there. Someone has to care for the cat, and it isn't exactly compassion. It just, you know, you maybe take in their mail or different things. And there's a basic care that goes into just caring for people. So maybe as we sit today, maybe we can sit with, if you're inclined, or if it's easy enough, to sit with care for yourself. What would that look like? What would it look like to take a posture and be with your breathing and no matter what arises for you as you meditate, even if this little exercise evokes the opposite or some challenge, even then, what would it be like to sit quietly, peacefully, caring in a way that's not complicated, a way that perhaps is settling and quieting and intimate and kind of supports a kind of cozy way of being here. So with that, we'll sit quietly for these next 30 minutes and then go from there. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, to take a few moments to consider what care we have for others and the world around us, our communities, friends, family. And maybe consider how this path of meditation that releases us from our attachments, our preoccupations, is a way that allows our care to flow more freely. And may it be that this meditation today leads to a greater caring, care, kindness, loving concern for the world. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. And may all beings everywhere be free.